what not to do, talking too fast, acting tough, and forcing spiritual conversation. Sometimes one of the best ways to learn chaplaincy is to look carefully at what not to do. When entering motorcycle spaces, especially club-related or rider-connected environments, certain mistakes can damage trust, and often those mistakes are not made out of bad motives. They are made out of nervousness, insecurity, overexcitement, or the desire to be effective too quickly. Let's look at three common errors. First, talking too fast. Some chaplains become anxious in unfamiliar spaces. And when they get anxious, they start filling the silence. They explain too much, introduce too much, ask too many questions, and keep talking because they are uncomfortable with the pause. But in motorcycle communities, fast talking can feel unsteady or intrusive. It can make people wonder whether you are trying to control the interaction. It can also communicate that you are more focused on yourself than on the emotional tone of the space. A wise chaplain does not rush words. A wise chaplain lets conversation breathe. Second, acting tough. This is a major mistake. Some Christians step into motorcycle spaces and feel pressure to look harder, stronger, rougher, or more culturally matched than they really are. They may change their voice, overdo slang, exaggerate confidence, or try to appear streetwise in ways that are artificial. People often see through this quickly. And when they do, trust drops. You do not need to imitate biker identity to serve biker communities. You do not need a costume personality. You do not need to project hardness. In fact, trying to act tough often creates the opposite of what you want. It makes you look insecure, and insecurity is rarely calming. Steady presence is stronger than performance. Third, forcing spiritual conversation. A chaplain may feel that because they are entering as a Christian representative, they should bring up prayer, repentance, scripture, or salvation immediately. But when spiritual conversation is forced, it often stops being ministry and starts feeling like pressure. This is especially damaging early on. If someone has not invited the depth, do not force it. If the moment is not open, do not pry it open. If the person is guarded, let them stay human before you try to make them verbalize spiritual need. Consent matters here. A simple question like, "Would it be okay if I prayed for you?" is very different from jumping into prayer because you feel the urge. Likewise, asking, "Would it be helpful if I shared a short scripture?" is very different from preaching into someone's pain without invitation. There are other mistakes connected to these. Do not over-explain your chaplain title. Do not tell dramatic stories to gain credibility. Do not name-drop people to prove access. Do not joke in ways that feel forced. Do not turn every encounter into a test of whether you are accepted. Do not interpret caution as hostility. Very often, the strongest chaplain in the room is the one who feels no need to prove anything. That chaplain can stay quiet. That chaplain can smile naturally. That chaplain can speak simply. That chaplain can let the relationship unfold without panic. Remember this, ministry is not made stronger by pressure. It is made stronger by trust. And trust does not grow when people feel managed, read too quickly, or spiritually cornered. Here is a better pattern. Instead of talking too fast, slow down. Instead of acting tough, be real. Instead of forcing spiritual conversation, stay available for it. Instead of trying to become impressive, become trustworthy. That is the better path. Because a chaplain who avoids these mistakes creates room for something much more important than a strong first impression. That chaplain creates room for real care. And real care over time is what opens real doors.